following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Peyton Manning going to come to that big decision that we all knew was coming. Going to ride out in that sunset like he should. Going to clear up $19 million in cap room for the Broncos. Total win-win situation if you ask me. They're able to win despite of the guy. He rides out in the sunset, and they're able to keep most of their pieces probably together. I don't think it gets any better than that. This Conor McGregor character finally ate his words. Nate Diaz, able to get it done in the octagon against that cat. And then this Holly Holm chick, she was maybe a one-hit wonder as far as MMA goes. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Poured last night here in Southern California, but gorgeous today. And Peyton had no choice. I don't think they're going to look quite as deeply into any problems that he might have, HGH-wise. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, look, bottom line is guys like you want to ruin people. And the truth is the guy
Ashley is phenomenal. Ashley, his wife, took the stuff.
All right. Anyways, Fred Wallen, very opinionated. Good. I'm glad we got a little instigated early from Fred Wallen. But anyways, Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
There's nothing more aggravating than a table or chair that wobbles when you use it. I'm Danny Lipfer with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple solution for those shakes and wobbles right after this.
When it comes to construction adhesive, professional contractors know what matters most. Dependability, strength, and quick dry time. Introducing new Tight Bond Fast Set Polyurethane Construction Adhesive. It builds strength faster than other polyurethane adhesives. Use it to bond dozens of materials in any construction, remodeling, or home repair project. Tight Bond Fast Set. It works for the pros. It'll work for you. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
I've seen everything from matchbooks to packets of sugar used to stop a table or chair from wobbling. That's a quick and easy fix, but to make it more permanent, you need to attach a small piece of wood, metal, or plastic to the bottom of the furniture leg. Most home centers carry little discs to attach to the leg, but if you can't find any, you can use wooden or plastic shims, which are pre-cut wedge-shaped strips. All you have to do is slide the shim under the short leg until the wobble is gone. Then trace the outline of the leg onto the top of the shim using a pencil or marker. If you cut out that profile from the shim before you attach it to the bottom of the leg, it won't be visible when the furniture is back upright. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is a place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Awards members get savings instantly in store. Offered valid March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We got Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, myself, we are somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, just out of curiosity, this is totally off the subject, but somewhere on the subject. Have you checked out that made-for-TV O.J. Simpson deal? I'm just curious.
Yes, I've got it. I watched a couple of the episodes. I've taped the rest, and isn't it ironic that all of a sudden they seem to have found a knife? I mean, the media wouldn't pull something like this on us, would the media? I don't think so.
Look, I don't know, but I find it's just crazy when you really – I've been watching the thing, obviously, because back in the day when I was watching the finals of the NBA, they go away from this and whatnot, and we have to watch this ridiculous chase with O.J. with a gun to his head and his buddy Al Collins driving the car, and the police are following him or giving him an escort on the freeway, and – all of a sudden, reality TV became something of a deal right after that. But truth be told, I mean, I'm watching this, and with all this evidence that they had, it's unbelievable that he didn't get put away for that crime, and he got put away for some other crime that happened in Nevada. I mean, I got to say that the prosecution completely blew that whole case. Yes or no, Fred?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people had their minds made up going in because his name was Orenthal James Simpson. Listen, we voted Nixon in the presidency twice, so believe me, this country is not the smartest nation on earth, so you can fool the people most all the time. And they certainly did 20 years ago, and a lot of us remember exactly what happened when the decision came in. And let me tell you a quick story.
Sure.
I'm not very good with doctors nor hospitals. However, pain is not something that I handle very well, and I'm very scared of doctors and hospitals. I went in for a gallbladder operation the day before the final day of the O.J. Simpson trial. Okay, so I'm going in there for basically. Even 20 years ago, an operation on gallbladder wasn't serious. They can do it, you know, with a very, very, very not deep incision at all, and it's a simple operation, and the whole thing, you can go home the same day, and the whole routine. There were people there, this is no joke, at the hospital, who had cancer, who might be dying in 2 days, who were sitting there staring at the television while I was shivering and scared from a minor operation. What I'm saying to you is that...
It was definitely gripping. I agree with you.
So, you know, it was one of the biggest few months, a couple years, actually, in the history of of this nation as far as any kind of trial is concerned. I don't think there's any question about that. And people were interested in it. And I think a lot of people's minds were made up going in because he is O.J. Simpson. But to get 12 people to vote one way was pretty tough. And Johnny Cochran was one heck of an attorney. There's no question. But if you watch
You only need one. You know, when you're on the defense side, you only need one. And the prosecutor
You don't need one because if one, then you're going to have a retrial. You need unanimous decision. If you have one, it's going to be a retrial. So
right, but the difference was with the civil case was you just had to have more of what Jeff was saying.
A majority
in a civil case, no question.
Let me tell you guys something. You know, and I don't want to take too much away from your story, Fred, but you know, I was in 11th grade English class when the verdict came down in a very racially mixed school on the east side of Cleveland, and we had televisions in our classrooms, and I remember that our English teacher would not turn it on. She would not let us buy into the hoopla. And, you know, Ms. Sinclair, if you're out there, I really thank you for that.
look, the bottom line is that was a case that just opened so many doors. You had the Rodney King incident, all that stuff that it just changed the way the society thought about things a lot in general when you really put things in perspective. And truth be told, like you said, Fred, they had such a dynamic team that they put together for the defense of OJ that it was like almost impossible to go out and beat these guys. And once Johnny Cochran took over, I'll tell you what, he was fantastic. He did his job well. And we will never, ever forget those famous words. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. I mean, I'll never forget that. I'll remember that when I'm on my deathbed, to be honest with you. So a lot of things I took away from that. But I'm watching this made-for-TV edition of it now, and I just say to myself, it's amazing how the prosecution just literally fell apart on this one and totally drop the ball, if you will, completely drop the ball and let OJ and his defense team run with the ball, if you will. So I don't know, man. It's an interesting deal, but I just found it interesting. They find a knife allegedly, you know, this past weekend or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting, like you said, Fred, the timeline of this whole thing where we have obviously the made-for-TV edition of it, but now they find some more alleged evidence there at the residence. So just craziness, man. That's all I can say. Craziness.
Hey, Dorf, I've got something I want to ask Fred because, it's kind of shifted gears a little bit, but it's, I think Fred Wallen, it's right up your alley. The Cleveland Indians, they have this controversy going on that's a little overshadowed by the, controversy over the name of the Washington, D.C. football team and Daniel Snyder with their logo, which is Chief Wahoo, which they've been wearing on their cap, on their primary cap since 1986. And, a couple of years – when they first came to Goodyear for spring training in 2009, one of the VP – one of their PR people came out and said, Chief Wahoo's not going to be featured on anything in Arizona because we're so close to the reservation. We don't want to offend anyone. Well, what's the difference if they're playing on TV, against the Oakland Athletics or the New York Yankees or whatever, and and these people that are offended are still watching, and it's Major League Baseball is it time for Cleveland to move on from that logo? Because they actually brought it back to their spring training uniforms this year, and that's kind of why I bring it up as Cactus League play starts here.
Well, let me ask you guys something, or anybody listening across America and around the world, if could any professional sports team have logo of the pejorative for or the N-word or pejorative for Italians or Jewish people or whatever? The answer, I think, is no. We've allowed them to get away with the pejorative toward Native Americans because we're the majority and they're a minority and they don't have the power of some of the other groups. So we've allowed them to get away with it. But I agree with you. But I do think there's a difference. I mean, at least this is just my personal opinion. The word Redskins, and I'm only going to use that one time on this show or any show. I'm just saying it for a reason. That word is the worst possible word you could use for a Native American. You think of the worst words you could use for a black person, a Jewish person, or an Italian person, and that's what that word means. The other word, Indians, not quite as bad, or warriors in my mind, not quite as bad. But that other word with the football team, that word is beyond belief that we've allowed it. And the worst thing to me is that, you know, if you are a minority and Daniel Snyder happens to be Jewish, you should know better. You definitely should know better, because certainly people have probably called him names because he's been Jewish. So he should know better than that. As far as the Cleveland thing, I don't like it. But to my mind, anyway, it's not quite as bad as the football team.
But isn't it just something that they can get rid of? I don't get the hanging on that there's, it's been in and out. You know, they've been around for 110 some years, and it's been on and off the uniform periodically. And in the year 2016, you'd think that hey, this bothers us would be enough for a team to actually just remarket themselves and either not be the Indians or just be the Indians and not use that logo.
Hey, fellas, let's pick this up on the other side, because we got to take a quick pause for the cause. But bottom line to me is you guys are both too sensitive. I hate to say it, but names are names. And I'm not being insensitive. They've been around, like Jeff said, for a really, really long time.
Just prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen, he's with us in Los Angeles, California, somewhere. Jeff and I, somewhere here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Lots going on in the world of sports, by the way. In case you don't know, Peyton Manning going to have a presser on Monday and probably let us all know he's donezo, like we all thought a few weeks ago. Clears up $19 million in cap space for the Denver Broncos. Win-win, if you ask me. Good situation for him. Rides out in the sunset. Denver able to retool with some of those important key guys that they need to bring back. The MMA stuff, Fred, I don't know if you caught any of that, but I know you know who this Conor McGregor guy is. Talks a lot of smack, usually winds up winning. However, Nate Diaz, a veteran of the MMA wars, got it done, submitting him in round two in the event, in the UFC event. And I don't know if you have a strong take on this or not, but I think it's good that when a guy talks so much garbage that when he doesn't back it up and this other dude comes out of nowhere, kind of, you're not expecting him to win. But to me, that's what sports in general are all about. You have this Goliath or David and Goliath situation, and you're able to get through it somehow, some way. But I got to say, I'm pretty happy that the guy who talks the most trash got caged in the cage, if you know what I'm saying, Fred.
Yeah, I mean, you always like the big mouth to lose. I think all of us, love to see something like that happen. I mean, not just in a case like this, but in almost any case. I mean, a lot of people maybe don't like Donald Trump because he keeps saying, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great. So, I mean, I totally I don't think there's any question. You're 100% right. I think people like to see Big Mouse lose.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. And speaking of Big Mouse, you kind of led me to this next point that Jeff and I actually have already discussed a little bit. But I wouldn't be – I don't think I'll be shocked either way to hear what you think. Marvin Harrison gets into the Hall of Fame. T.O. doesn't. Obviously – talking a bit of smack about T.O. not getting in and him getting in and how his jacket is gold and he doesn't look in the rearview mirror for anybody and this and that and the other. I don't like it. I hate to say it. I don't like it. I know in my heart of hearts, T.O. is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and there isn't anything that you or anybody else is going to say to me to change my opinion. I know he didn't get in, but numbers are numbers, and they just don't lie. He deserves to be in there. He'll get in there, and it's typical for a receiver to not get in on their first try. We all know that, and Marvin Harrison didn't get in on his first try. But are you surprised at how he responded or didn't even respond, what he said about T.O. and how – I don't know. I think he was bragging and boasting, I guess is what I'm saying. Are you a little surprised at how he came about this?
People sometimes just speak up. I mean, there's certain usually a player won't talk about another player like in that kind of a circumstance, but sometimes it happens. I agree with you that based on the numbers, T.O. deserves to get in, but he made so many enemies that a lot of the voters are going to make it tough for him. I mean, I think that comes with the territory also. So, I mean, it's just everything isn't based on numbers. I mean, you know that. Certainly Jeff knows that. It's based on numbers, but it's also based on if you're considered a nice guy or not. Sometimes you have to struggle. And some nice guys have waited a long time to make it into the Hall of Fame. Certain guys certainly should have been in the Hall of Fame, or should be in the Hall of Fame, aren't, and they're nice guys. So, I mean, he'll get in eventually. You just have to wait your time as far as Harrison is concerned. Sometimes players just talk. I mean, it's just the way it happens.
Jeff, you were alluding to maybe a side of Marvin Harrison that we all don't know about. We talked about, obviously, what happened at one of his businesses and whatnot. Fred, I don't know. I'm kind of siding more toward Jeff on this one with saying maybe this guy has some skeletons that we don't know about. And I took one thing away from what you said, Fred, there, which is bottom line, if you it's about you. It's not about this other guy. Why did he even have to talk about T.O.? He should have tried to get away from that as soon as a guy is asking him a question, because truth be told, it doesn't have anything to do with Marvin Harrison. So why go at another guy, Jeff?
You know, I think it's I think there's something to be learned from the rap game. You know, when these athletes are talking about each other, it's keep my name out of your mouth, man. It's really none of your business. You know, if you don't have anything good to say, you know, on this level, I mean, be honest. You don't have to sugarcoat things. But, you know, I thought Marvin Harrison went a little bit too far. And, you know, like I said, it's kind of consistent with, you know, the dark character that's come out since he stopped playing football.
Well, not only that, you even said this, too. Let's face this, Fred. Peyton Manning made Marvin Harrison Marvin Harrison at the end of the day. If you don't have Peyton Manning throwing to you for all those years in Indianapolis, do you think he has those great numbers? Let's be honest about that, Fred.
No. I mean, obviously a lot of it is fate. A lot of it is fortune. And obviously if you have a better quarterback, you have a better shot to get those numbers. There's no question about that. T.O. eventually will get in to the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question. And you know, you wish Harrison would shut up, but players talk.
Yeah, this is some. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. This is something to think about, just based on what you said. You know, Marvin Harrison, or what I said, maybe, but via what you said, Marvin Harrison did most of his damage with Peyton Manning.
Yep.
T.O. was able to do it in several different places. He may have been a problem in several different places, but he was also a key ingredient in several different places. So I think that there's something to be said about that. Yes or no, Jeff?
No, absolutely. You know, he had to get it done. I couldn't even tell you who his quarterback was in Cincinnati because I think it was a little bit after Carson Palmer had decided to retire. But I might be off on that. But yeah, T.O. got it done everywhere. You know, when you put these two on the scale, I don't know who to put. You know, to put one above the other. You know, T.O. never got it. You know, never got it done. Never got that Super Bowl ring, and that might be what separates them. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, I really, you know, this is one of those stories that, you know, as long as nobody says anything, it just goes away. And it was never really that big of a deal to begin with. It's just, you know, we sensationalize some of the news when we get a soundbite like that. And, you know, it's worth talking about. But, you know, it doesn't make a difference. T.O., you know, it's not like T.O. is not going to make the Hall of Fame.
What's cool is, you know what, it's never boring to talk about football. I hate to say it. It's even when they're not playing, there's always interesting things going on in football, whether like the free agency frenzy, who's going to go where, what's going to happen, this decision, obviously, with Peyton Manning to retire, how that's going to free up some space for Denver to go out and retool quite a bit. The bottom line is the NFL – I could literally talk NFL football all year long and not have a problem doing it.
Let me ask you this. How big of a deal is it that a guy from North Dakota State could go one or two in this upcoming draft? A guy from the FCS ranks when we're so snobbish about, you know, getting Power Five conference players, you know, that played on the big stage and in championships. You know, we're looking at Tunsil from Ole Miss. We're looking at a couple of guys from Ole Miss, but we're looking at Carson Wentz from North Dakota State. A guy that played 7 games last year is possibly the number one overall pick, if not the second pick overall through the Cleveland Browns.
It tells me one thing. You know what? The bottom line with the NFL is you could draft a guy in the first round that doesn't make it, and you could draft a guy in the 5th or 6th round that does make it. So there is no real science. I hate to say it. You know, this is a great way to bring me into this point, and I don't want to switch here yet, but we will on the other side. We're going to have Shane Koenig join us. We're going to talk some NBA hoops and kind of go around basketball and stuff with him. But when you think about all these guys that have their analysis about these players, when they come in, you know, this guy can do this and this and that and the other, and he's weak at this or this and that and the other. Think about what they said about Steph Curry, guys. Think about what they said about Steph Curry coming into the NBA. They gave this guy literally no chance to be what he is today. And it's just proof that if you go out and you work on your skill night in, night out, day after day, you put up those shots that Kobe Bryant talks about, making 1,000 shots a day, not taking 1,000, but making 1,000 shots a day. And the ball handling of Steph Curry, the vision, vision, just everything about this guy, he has totally defied the laws. He is not supposed to be this good. When he came out, they dogged him. They did not think he would be a stud in the NBA. He's proved everybody wrong, hasn't he, Fred?
ESPN's got a big, interesting you said that. ESPN's got a story today on Steph Curry maybe having the best offensive season in the history of the National Basketball Association. That's scoring, passing, the assist, the whole thing. So that's
maybe
pretty good.
The best season of all time. I agree with you, man. Just amazing stuff out of him. And obviously, the Golden State Warriors, they're unbelievable themselves. But we got to take that quick pause for the cause. On the other side, like I said, Shane Koenig's going to join us. We're going to talk some basketball. We'll get into it. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ever wonder why people plant seeds indoors? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about getting a jump on your spring planting right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
Those gardeners who are planting their seeds inside right now aren't just bored, they're getting a jump on spring. Planting seeds is much more cost-effective than buying seedlings a month or two from now. But since the ground isn't warm enough yet to germinate the seeds, the solution is inside gardening. Seeds are relatively cheap, and it's rewarding to spend a buck or so and have dozens of transplants for the garden early in the growing season. Seasoned gardeners will stagger their indoor plantings at intervals of a week or so, since the very first transplants into the garden could get hit by a late frost. If all goes well, you'll get a head start on the season with healthy plants well before disease, bugs, and vermin become active, and you can start enjoying your fresh produce that much sooner. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is a place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Awards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com, BusinessLoansNow.com.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're now going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, as well as other things. But Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
No complaints, brother. You know, just another day in paradise for us, if you will. We live in the Valley of the Sun where we just can't seem to get enough of it for the most part. A little bit cloudy today because I think we may be getting some of that California weather that they've been getting dumped on a little bit. But bottom line is we want to talk some hoops with you. Steph Curry, interestingly enough, they're now talking about him maybe having the most productive season of all time, as far as offensively speaking and whatnot. But truth be told, look, I will continue to say this. They make the NBA fun to watch. I'm very unimpressed with basically the rest of the league. I just can't wait for the San Antonio Golden State Warriors series to come up. In all honesty, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's interesting that even the teams that we've talked about over the past, you know, 5 to 6 weeks of the Thunder being good, and even for a while there, at least for me, I thought that the Bulls might be able to do something in Cleveland, and it seems like everybody that we've talked about has some type of head coaching switch, and the stability of even a Steve Kerr, even though they had a transition to Luke Walton there for a little bit, and San Antonio, especially with Popovich, are the two teams that we're most excited to talk about and see play against each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's a showdown that I think we all want to see. I know Jeff is kind of sitting there right now, just chomping at the bit, probably thinking, well, they're forgetting about a team there in Cleveland, and we are not forgetting about your Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and the fellas. But
you know that situation's just so strange. It's just weird. It's almost, you know, if you're a Cleveland fan, it's almost too dramatic to enjoy. You know, you're not blind to what's going on out west with Golden State. And, you know, I have to separate myself. You know, when I put the headphones on, I have to separate the, you know, myself from the guy that waves a pennant and you know, cheers for a certain team. I'm actually entertained by the conversation. I'm reading a piece by Zach Harper on CBS Sports about how 6 ways to stop Steph. And that they're all just, you know, they all basically just end with the crux of it being good luck. You know, whether you just let him score, you know, whether you swarm him and you know, force somebody else on that team to get it done. He's got the right cast of characters. I think he's got some superstars alongside in their own right, but he certainly brings out the best in everybody.
You know, when you watch the times that they've had struggles or even when they've lost, it comes with the idea, when I watch them, I literally have recorded like their last 2 or 3 games and watched it. It comes to the fact that you have to be, and this is why I think that we look forward to the Spurs, is you have to do everything that you were taught at a grade school level on how to play defense, how to stay home, how to get back and then find a man. And even that is if, because usually you have, with them, you have to find a man and then get back, so you know where your man is. But if you do any of those things even a little bit off, they punish you. But they also have lost games when just out of mind, out of body experiences by point guards. If they can get against a team and a point guard can go, they're going to put Klay Thompson more than likely on the starting point guard so Steph doesn't get. But if you put him in a screen and roll situation and that point guard can score a ton and get them moving and get Steph switched on them, that's when you have a chance. But again, it's only been 2 times that that's happened. One of them was Damian Lillard just going out of his mind.
Let me ask you this, probably a couple things here. Thinking ahead, San Antonio, most likely, we're probably all agreeing that they're going to wind up playing Golden State to get out. And we're obviously going well ahead here because there's still some NBA season left. Injuries could happen. Something major could happen. We all know that. But with it being like it is now, if you're San Antonio, do you put Kawhi Leonard on Steph Curry to shut him down and make a guy like Klay Thompson or Draymond Green or Andre Iguodala or the rest of those guys beat you versus letting Steph Curry beat you, and how much of that him having to guard Steph Curry is going to take away from what Kawhi Leonard can give you on the offensive side of the ball too.
Well, I think that they will definitely put Kawhi Leonard on Steph Curry. And I think Popovich in the past, what, 2 to 3 seasons, maybe even 4, has prepared him for that because he's been doing that ever since he has been in the starting lineup for the San Antonio Spurs. He has been the two-way player maybe in the entire NBA. I think that Kawhi Leonard has now stepped into that. We're going to rest you on three games in 4 nights. Kawhi Leonard has been getting that rest, and I think that he has been rotating him out as his superstar, along with LaMarcus Aldridge, and then obviously the big three, especially with Duncan being so old. I think that Popovich sees that rest as the time when he looks at Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs and says, this is a reason that you got rest. Like, I need you whenever he's there. But I also think that although Kawhi Leonard is now a huge part of their offense, I think with LaMarcus Aldridge, Manu now coming back and getting into the rotation this last weekend, Tony Parker, I think that Popovich sees his team when you take Steph Curry and you take Kawhi Leonard and hopefully they cancel each other out. I think he sees his offense and the way that they can run a half-court offense as strong or stronger than Golden State. Whether that's true or not, we'll see, because the Draymond Greens and the Klay Thompsons are going to be huge. I also think that them adding an Andre Miller, adding a Kevin Martin, is going to be big because Golden State is so deep. I mean, they're one of my talking about this with one of my friends, and I think it was actually he had posted it on Facebook, and I just commented on it, is there are guys like an Andre Iguodala, a Sean Livingston, even Maurice Spates. Those guys, if they decided, I don't like this situation, I want to go somewhere else, they would probably be starters, if not six men, on another team. So, I mean, that team is deep, and I think that them adding those two players, even though Andre Miller probably won't see the floor, I think that them adding Andre Miller to that team as depth and Kevin Martin as a scoring threat is going to be huge for them, because I can tell you right now exactly what Popovich is going to tell them. I need you to hit corner threes. I need you to do what Danny Green does. I need you to do what Bruce Bowen did. I need you to be able to hit a corner three. We're going to get you in that spot. You can hit that at 40%. You're going to be a huge asset to us.
It seems great points. That's the voice of Shane Koenig joining us. Sorry about that, Shane. I don't mean to cut you off. Just want to let people know who you are because you're giving us great information. Shane Koenig joining us, NBA Insider. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, it seems like the Spurs have been kind of turned inside out when you talk about the perimeter shooting. I mean, I know that that's always been there, but when you think about their front court, you know, since the days of David Robinson, adding Tim Duncan to the mix and getting that instant title and just everything that they've been able to do, you know, at the 4 and 5 over the years, it seems like when you match that team up with Golden State, and it's not just Draymond Green, it's just kind of the whole portfolio that Steve Kerr throws at you. Is it almost advantage Golden State, you know, in the low post, in the front court, despite the signing of LaMarcus Aldridge and, you know, the presence of Tim Duncan, granted not the same Tim Duncan that we might have seen 4 or 5 years ago?
I think when we've talked about it in the past, times that we've been on the show and talked about Golden State, I think when they put their small lineup in there, it is advantage Golden State, because I think Draymond Green is a mismatch for either Tim Duncan or LaMarcus Aldridge. I think if they start with a Bogut and keep that in there, I think that works into San Antonio's hands, because I think Tim Duncan can play against Bogut or switch on LaMarcus Aldridge. But if you put Duncan and LaMarcus on the floor at the same time, I don't think that they can compete against the speed and even strength of the small lineup that Golden State has had so much success in. And I think it's interesting talking about Cleveland that, you know, they went to a small lineup after they had so many struggles and put LeBron at the 4, and they just smoked Washington right out of the arena. So it's interesting that there's a lot of dynamic there that's changing. And I think that there's no question that there are two main teams we look forward to seeing. And I think Cleveland is being ushered into the East. But if Cleveland starts to figure out that small ball lineup with a Kevin Love at the 5 and LeBron at the 4 in certain matchups, I think that could be something, especially on offense. I think they're going to be a sieve on defense. It's going to be really interesting to watch and see if they can become a Golden State light and really make a run through the East and make that matchup that we're looking forward to seeing in the NBA Finals.
You know, I'm actually kind of looking forward, and this is a little off script for me, the way that, you know, I like seeing the surprises and the upsets. I'm almost rooting for the chalk because I want to see Golden State play a series with the Spurs, and then, you know, have to completely, you know, and I assume that they win that series, and then they have to completely adjust their game and bring a completely different team into a finals with Cleveland if everything plays out as we expect it to.
It's going to be the true test of what we think about Golden State. You know, you go through an entire season and you have what could be the best season record-wise in the history of the NBA, and then you go against so many different styles of play when you're going to go against even those two teams, let alone if they have to play against an LA who is going to be getting Blake Griffin back, but they're having so much success not having Blake Griffin in the middle, and then they're going to go to another team that could be San Antonio, who could do either. They can run, but more than likely, they want to try to slow it down, and they want to get you in half court. And then you're going to go to Cleveland, who now with Tyronn Lue wants to run and run and run and may even have a small lineup of their own to go against. It's going to really show, you know, how is this lineup of Golden State put together, and can they do the grind that the NBA playoffs is supposed to bring, and then can they bring also the running gun that they want to do to get you out there running and stealing the ball and getting in transition.
Couple quick things I want to get in before we get out of here. And again, Shane Koenig joining us, NBA insider here on Dorfont Sports. Do you have a problem with LeBron meeting up with Dwayne Wade, one of his good buddies, during the middle of the season with a couple days off, and training with him versus training with his team?
I don't. I think that when you hear the rhetoric of that and having a problem with it, you're once again talking about kind of the old school guys that don't see the NBA and don't see the new NBA, don't give the respect to the Steph Curry and say if he was in the older league, he wouldn't be as successful. And this Golden State team can't beat Steven Jackson's Golden State team, or they couldn't beat, you know, whomever.
The Phoenix Suns team were allegedly as well thought they can beat him.
Kevin Johnson is so amazing that he would hold Steph Curry, or he would keep Steph Curry when no point guard, when we're in like the golden age of point guards, except for like Damian Lillard has done, been able to do anything. Yeah. It took Damian Lillard 50 points to be able to do that. I think that he had a day off. He had the rest. They gave them rest, and he was out trying to get better. And you know that he's not doing anything that's going to hurt his body, because if Dwayne Wade is doing the workout with his knees and his issues, then LeBron James can do the workout, and it's not going to grind on him. And I mean, someone was saying that they think this is pointing to LeBron leaving Cleveland again. If LeBron leaves Cleveland again, he's the ultimate villain, and I don't think he wants to go through that again, even if it is for an NBA championship.
You know, Shane, I just think it's weird. Like, you know, I don't want to criticize it, and I don't want to say LeBron shouldn't do it, but I think that his friendship with Dwayne Wade is a little bit weird for, you know, for a 30-year-old guy. Granted, he's had a different upbringing, but, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think it's a big deal at all, and I think that you're spot on with the point that, it's going to hurt the feelings of the old guard, but in the end, it's not that big of a deal at all.
Well, I think, Jeff, what you said, what you posted on Facebook or on Twitter was, you know, can I be uncomfortable with this but still be cool with it at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, Shane, really appreciate your time. We look forward to catching up with you next week again here on the program. So have a great day.
Absolutely. You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, breaking it down. We didn't get into this with him, and I'm kind of interested to hear what you think on Chris Bosh and him being okay to go the rest of the way. Somewhat of a mystery there. Says he's feeling good, but we don't know what that means exactly. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are live each and every week, Sundays 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, and we rebroadcast Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you missed us, you will catch us Monday morning, but be sure to catch us live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Jeff, this is when we do our final shots. Before we do that, got to thank, obviously, Shane Koenig for joining us and putting his time in, as well as Fred Wallen in Southern California. Parting shots, man. What's up?
Hey, a really good team from the Eastern Conference visited the Valley of the Sun on Saturday night, and the Desert Dogs came away with a 5-1 victory. A lot of young stars on that team. Not quite going to get there, not quite going to get into the tournament this year, but exciting to watch. Stay tuned for Arizona hockey because it's going to get exciting.
Couple of mine today. I might have two actually here. First one is that Conor McGregor joke. You got what you deserve, buddy. I hate to say it, but when you talk that much crap, you deserve to get knocked out or submitted, whatever. Nate Diaz, congratulations, man. You've been a warrior for a long time. And speaking of that, Peyton Manning, ride out in that sunset. You deserve it, buddy. You've been an unbelievable ambassador for the NFL. Your career speaks for itself. Maybe you could have won more, but at the end of the day, you got two, and you're riding out in the sunset, and the Denver Broncos are probably going to be pretty okay as well. So for Jeff Rich, for Scott, I am the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What? This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.